Today, we are going to, as always, tell you what's giving us life, what's killing us softly, plus a round of... What's the round of?
So what we're doing a round of is a faith segment that we've been talking about doing, but since I plan the episodes, I've been strategically avoiding it. So we have no title for it. And makes me super nervous. So I don't know what we're going to call it. It's tentatively titled...
Fantastic Faith.
Fantastic Faith fails. Because Katie's avoiding it, so I'm assuming it's negative.
I don't love any of that, just to be real frank.
Frank Faith. Oh, that might be it.
Can we do that?
But anyway, guys, tell us the actual good name.
I guess not.
Let the spirit lead.
Frank it up.
I think I have something to share. So, as everyone knows, I have been trying to figure out my faith. Like, what is actually my faith, not just the traditions I grew up in? I hate the word deconstruction, but I think that's the best way to probably describe it. It's especially hard for me to think about the fact that I'm in charge of raising my 5 kids to understand God and who He is when I don't understand it all the time.
Yeah.
But when I just take all of the layers off of it, what I want my kids to do is to love the person of Jesus. That's like bottom line, what I want them to be. Everything else feels a little bit muddy to me, but this part of it is so super clear. I love the person of Jesus. I think if I can model my life after Him and my kids did the same, we're going to turn out okay. And so
yeah,
I'm trying to think like, okay, how can I help my kids fall in love with the person of Jesus? And obviously, like, it's part of that is like getting to know who He was. Mm-hmm. And so I've started, we've only done one episode. They didn't love it, but they're going to, because they're going to fall in love with Jesus.
It's an arranged marriage of sorts. Right.
You know, the Chosen series. I haven't watched that series, but I've heard raving reviews about it. The first episode, amazing. It's all about the life of Jesus. They just started season 2 of it. So those episodes are coming out weekly, I think.
Where do you get it?
You have to download the app. It's free. You don't have to pay anything for it, but it's not streaming anywhere. So
I love it.
I was like, was that killing me softly or giving me life? But like, that's not even the segment. So
it's Frank Faith.
It's Frank.
That's good. I really like that. I think that for me, one of the ways to teach my kids, anything I try to get them to do on a daily basis, I forget about and they don't do it. And then I just can't keep up with that right now. What I've decided is just to focus on the remembering what God has done, like the stones of remembrance type of a thing, just to be like, remember when God did this thing, and or just talk about what I'm struggling with right now. Things are really hard at my job right now. And so I have to trust that X, Y, and Z, and I can remember that that's true because God has done that for me in the past in this situation. Just talking about what's going on in my head to them as it pertains to God is modeling my own struggles and hopefully helping them.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I wasn't planning on talking about this. It's just frank faith, you know? But it reminded me, I don't pray with my kids. We don't pray like we've never done it. We've never done it because I don't know how to do that. And have it feel natural and like I'm not pressuring them, which is a big thing for me. I will not pressure anybody. I was pressured and ain't going to happen. Mm-hmm. But we were just in a conversation last night. Something really hard for my son is happening at school. And we talked for literal hours. The thing that finally had him feel comfortable is I said, hon, we got to go to bed. It's 10 at night. We can't talk about it anymore and we're not going to get anywhere else. Something that I do is I gave it to God. And I was like, how do we feel about that? And so, but what it turned into is a prayer. And I just prayed for him. But like, it was not thought out. It was not planned. And he was like, okay. And he went to bed. Mm. And I was like, oh, crap, it works. And it was natural. It was exactly how I would want it to go. It was a really sweet moment.
I love that.
And I like that you're not pressuring them, because I think a lot of people do put pressure on, and you are an example of, I believe this, but I'm not going to make you believe it, but I'm going to tell you what's working for me.
Yeah.
Anything else we want to talk about in this episode? Did you say what you wanted to say, Kate?
Not really. I talked about something different. I don't want to say anything at all. But I found a note in my phone. It's called Remember These Things. And I was like, oh, what's in that note? So I went into it. And it was on anxiety, a verse from Matthew.
If you liked that, there is more where that came from. Join us on Patreon. You'll get access to a private Facebook group. And at the $3 level or higher, you'll get an additional show on our off weeks. And we've been doing this for so long. There are at least 100 episodes that you've never heard before. They're just sitting there waiting for your ear holes. So let's make that happen today. Go to patreon.com/momstrugglingwell.